Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode. Today we are closing the second season, and apart from giving you a quick overview of all what we have learned until now, I wanted to speak about the future of HR tech. So I have with me today our high-level support person, Connie Casanova, the executive assistant and special projects of our company, and basically the eyes that see it all. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Laura. Hi, everybody.
As I was saying, today I would like to have a look at the Gen's journey and to also speak about the future of HR technologies.
Sounds good.
In the recent years, HR technology has advanced significantly. As a company specializing in human resources tools and services since 2008, how have we reached this point of development and innovation?
Well, that's a long, long story. So to make a long story short, by staying up to date, adapting and transforming.
Right. Technology has transformed industries, and yet we are still experiencing ongoing changes.
Definitely. There's a lot more to come.
What does Gen's technology offer?
We offer a wide variety of products in the field of occupational data. For instance, in the hiring process, our intelligent job matching tool helps structure occupation-related data, providing analytics and reports to help align skill supply and demand in the labor market, conduct gap analysis, and offer career guidance. We also provide expert advice on data structuring, ontologies, and semantic matching, among other services.
Who can benefit from it?
Generally, we mainly assist government institutions and public employment services. However, we have also engaged in B2B collaborations, extending our support to large corporations and organizations when needed.
What makes Gen's technology solutions outstanding?
We've remained consistent with our approach from the beginning. We knew that in order to build powerful HR tech tools, we needed to first create something that could help us understand and organize data. Machines can't do it on their own. This is what almost all existing solutions on the market still lack. We essentially needed something akin to a human brain, which is how our journey into building our ontology began.
For our listeners, could you provide a brief explanation of what an ontology is?
Picture a vast library filled with encyclopedias covering occupation data worldwide. These encyclopedias explain all sorts of jobs, work with numerous job classification systems, and encompass both hard and soft skills related to various occupations, along with training and qualifications. Each of the concepts you can find is interconnected and available in more than 60 languages. So it is a comprehensive multilingual system for occupation data.
How does it help? And why is this Gen's approach of using ontologies better?
First, because unlike other solutions or ontologies, it is meticulously structured and continuously updated to incorporate new work trends. Second, because we have been hand-curating this data with experts since its creation, investing more than 900,000 hours since 2009 to build it.
That's an incredible amount of work.
Absolutely. But that's what enables us to create powerful tools like our matching engine or the parser. We knew we needed to take a different approach from existing solutions. Keyword matching systems, for example, can be quite frustrating, as we've all experienced.
Yes, don't remind me of those awful times of unemployment, getting these out-of-the-blue job recommendations and having to search and scroll through lots of offers.
Exactly. Or the tedious task of repeatedly writing the resume data because every company website has its own system.
Right. Making this process more pleasant is definitely something I would have loved when I was looking for a job.
And it's not just for job seekers. Our tools also benefit recruiters, hiring teams, and government institutions working on the labor market.
I know, and it's amazing. But that's just the matching tool we are talking about, right?
If we focus strictly on job searching or candidate matching, yes. But Chance SME functions the way it does thanks to the ontology and the parser, among other components. Our different solutions can work independently or in combination. The Chance parser extracts entities. The different classifiers organize the data as needed. Chance Jobs is the platform that brings them together. And we also offer the Chance Jobs API as a direct and uncomplicated interface. Depending on the specific challenges our clients face, we offer either standard or tailor-made solutions.
Why is HR tech so crucial for modern businesses?
HR tech is indispensable in our fast-paced society, where efficiency and accuracy are paramount. These tools streamline HR processes, adding significant value to organizations. Chance Technology's approach extends beyond anonymization. Our semantic matching engine assesses skills, experience, and context, revolutionizing job matching. Public employment services opt for chance jobs due to its scalability, rapid implementation, and cost effectiveness, relieving them of managing IT departments.
Connie, can you share some insights into how HR tech benefits organizations and society as a whole?
HR tech streamlines tasks, boosts engagement, and aids data-based choices. It keeps advancing with smarter analytics, AI insights, and worker-focused tools, helping HR teams or public employment services build inclusive, productive environments.
What will be the future of the labor market when we think about new technologies?
The experts say that we will see even more integration of AI and machine learning, predictive analytics, and personalized employee experiences.
What about legal frameworks?
Good question. We can expect a growing emphasis on data protection regulations and the responsible use of AI in the future.
In the second season of the podcast, we tackle lots of interesting topics to help our listeners gain a deeper understanding of the current landscape. Shall we briefly recap some of the key points?
Of course.
We began by exploring the complexity of designing technology that effectively facilitates the matching process between resumes and job descriptions. This complexity arises from the fact that a candidate's suitability for a job extends beyond their job title or previous roles. Numerous factors come into play, including skills, experience, knowledge, and context.
Exactly. And we can also match candidates with suitable job opportunities and training and education opportunities, helping people find the right training opportunity, whether it's online or offline. This approach, similar to how we find the best available or matching job, can close skill gaps and improve the employability of job seekers.
That's right. And we also delved into the constantly evolving job market and how some professions necessitate specific authorizations or licenses. It is not always the question of whether someone is capable of doing a job. Sometimes it's also about whether the person is entitled to work as a nurse, a pilot, a lawyer, a forklift operator, social worker, teacher, and so. There is no one-size-fits-all standard for skill profiles. Every role has its unique requirements.
So true. Throughout our episodes, we emphasize the intricacies of our approach and why transparency and ethics are paramount. While AI is a valuable tool, responsible technology adoption is crucial. The I in AI ultimately stems from the human team behind the programmers and the carefully selected training data.
Right. And we also provide a deep dive into the differences between explainable and interpretable AI and discussed how to ensure that AI technology remains ethical. In HR tech, selecting the right technology is essential as it directly impacts people's lives, and any deviation from ethical practices could result in fines or even worse consequences.
Absolutely. It's essential to remember that responsible technology adoption is not just a choice, it's a necessity.
Thank you, Connie, for sharing your insights and experiences with us today.
My pleasure, Laura.
For those who haven't already, I encourage you to listen to the other episodes of Season 2, where we explore the dynamic world of HR technology and its profound influence on recruitment and the future of work. As we close this season, we are excited to announce that the upcoming season is just around the corner. We'll be diving even deeper into the evolving landscape of HR, bringing you more insights about AI technologies, in-depth analysis, and more thought-provoking discussions. We will also maintain a critical eye on all the emerging snake oil surrounding new AI technologies. We'll discuss why it's dangerous to bet on generative AI and why our approach is more ethical and risk-free. So, stay tuned and be prepared to explore the future of HR technology with us. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Chance Technology, the podcast.